Make family meals a priority for your family. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. Most people agree having the family together for a meal every day is a great goal, but how can you manage it in today's busy world? USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
Family meals in some form are making a comeback. From what we see in some of the research, people are more aware of the need for it and are actually making an effort to figure out how that can work for their family.
Sandy Proctor is an extension nutrition educator at Kansas State University. Of course, with parents working, often long hours, sometimes two jobs, with kids working or with other multiple after-school activities, making a family meal happen is easier said than done. However, she says just saying that you're going to do it is one of the biggest steps.
Family meals tend to happen if we plan for them.
But the best laid plans. And so Sandy Proctor has come up with some tips for actually putting food on the table and making it easier to turn that plan into reality. First, if you don't have a slow cooker or a crock pot, get one.
It may take a little time ahead. Get all the ingredients ready. Just mix them together as the recipe calls for and turn on the slow cooker and dinner is ready when we walk in the door.
Also, in the planning of things, Proctor says instead of thinking one meal at a time, think several meals at a time.
So when we're cooking maybe on the weekend, maybe we cook two or three meals ahead. Or when we do fix something, we freeze half of it. We make more than we need for one meal, freeze half of it, knowing that that's going to be a meal later on. And we can work that in with just very little time and little effort.
And when there's no time to prepare that meal, well, pizza and carry-out food and restaurant food is okay if it helps the family eat together.
Yes, it may be around a table at a fast food establishment, but those times together where we remember that the television is not a member of the family and we just tune in to each other.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
So be sure to start planning family meals in your weekly routine. This is Melissa Berniston for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.